USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and the people inside it are secure for now. Iranian-backed militia supporters breached the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad following airstrikes. This all comes after an American contractor was killed by the Iranian-backed supporters. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute, and she says,
President Trump has been saying over the last couple of years in response to Iranian aggression, he always makes a distinction between what the Iranians do that does not cause the loss of American life, and then he has warned that the Iranians should not do anything that risks or harms American life.
President Trump says he will sign phase one of a trade deal with China on January 15th. The deal was expected, and President Trump said last week that the deal was agreed to. It was just in the process of being translated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Thousands of police officers are patrolling in and around Times Square as folks pack the area to ring in the new year. Police will use drones to keep an eye on things, and John Miller's with the NYPD Counterterrorism Task Force.
We have no specific credible threat against New Year's Eve. There have been other years where we've dealt with either credible threats or specific threats. This year, the chatter is down a little bit.
A teacher strike is set to end at Harvard. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Harvard University graduate student teachers ending their strike. They'll be returning to work tomorrow. The work stoppage began December 3rd, and the graduate teachers will return to work without a contract agreement with that school. As the union says, Harvard officials have indicated they expect to reach a deal with the graduate teachers sometime in January. The union says the teachers are holding Harvard officials to that statement.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many folks are hoping to ring in the new year right by setting a New Year's resolution. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
And as the clock ticks down to 2020, many people busy making New Year's resolutions. I spoke with a bunch of folks at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, Georgia.
Better spending habits.
Are the credit cards smoking?
Oh, I paid them off. Going forward, be cautious of your spending.
Give me one resolution for 2020.
Well, of course, like everybody says, lose weight.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Exercise more.
Eat more veggies?
No.
You don't want to push it.
No.
And the reality is, of everyone who sets a New Year's resolution, only 45% of folks are able to keep those resolutions. Grant Cardone is author of the book, The 10 Times Rule. He joins Fox News with some tips on how to keep your New Year's resolution.
The goals need to be ridiculous. They need to be unbelievably life-changing. Otherwise, you are certain to give up on them.
Wow.
Things that, like, if I want to lose 2 pounds, it's not going to change the condition of my life. And so I'm going to give up on it. People are quitting on their goals and their affirmations and their resolutions because it's not going to effectively change. Well, so that-
and finally, Seattle public school students will have to get vaccinated by July 8th or they won't be allowed to return to school. The school system says around 2,000 students still need to have their immunization records updated. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.